47747. That's the word recovered to 474747. And a caring watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word recover to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Nearly a half a million people will be heading to Austin, Texas this week for the annual South by Southwest Conference and Festival. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a preview.
The annual interdisciplinary conference and festival in Austin will open this Friday, March 9th, and run through March 18th. The conference covers everything from technology to entrepreneurship to the arts. And this man says in a promotional video concerning it,
the difference between South by Southwest EDU and other education conferences is really the diversity of ideas that are present.
The week-long takeover of Austin brings about $340 million to that city's economy every year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the second time in less than a week, a nor'easter will slam the East Coast. This storm, however, will be much snowier along the I-95 corridor, including Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia. Much of the East Coast is under a winter storm warning, so please do be careful out there. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Prager University is a conservative nonprofit that creates educational videos. Now, they are suing Google for allegedly discriminating against their digital content. Craig Strazzeri is the chief marketing officer for Prager University. He joined Fox News to talk about this and what is going on and even how YouTube is getting involved.
YouTube has restricted over 40 PragerU videos. If anyone has ever seen a PragerU video, they know that they're very educational and very appropriate. And it's very clear that YouTube is doing this because they don't agree with what we have to say. So it's actually scary that these big tech companies are cracking down on conservative voices simply because they don't agree. And they're restricting access to the exact audience we're trying to reach, which is young people. PragerU reaches millions of young people every day online, and the best way for them to slow our progress down is to restrict access, which is what they do.
Strazzeri also talks about the huge double standard on YouTube.
If Beyonce wants to shake around and dance, it's fine for a young kid to see. But if we want to give the history of the Iraq War or talk about Israel's legal founding or talk about diversity of opinion on college campus, that's something YouTube doesn't like. They see our numbers. They see that we reach millions of young people specifically. And there's no doubt that it's because we're conservative they're trying to silence us.
Finally, utility companies across the Northeast race to restore power to tens of thousands of customers who are still without electricity after last week's storm, with another storm threatening the area starting today. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Today's topic is heart disease. It's the number one killer with both men and women, and a topic that we all need to be educated on. Yeah, I really thought we'd start off with you doctors kind of describing, because this is going to shock some people, I think, the picture of what a heart disease patient looks like.
Well, the heart disease patient can actually look like anybody.
Thank you. You can't see it, right?
You can't see it. Everyone thinks it's a middle-aged man who's obese, who smokes, who does all sorts of bad things. Yes, that's an increased risk for heart problems, but it can be anybody. There's been many slim, long-distance runners, so it can be very difficult to detect, and you cannot really go by the way a person looks.
Yes, but we can look inside.
Yep.
And do some simple things, and when you look at their heart and look at their arteries and do a calcium score, they will test positive.
You know, you're right. And we're going to go over all the tests that you can have to check for heart disease and why they're all so important. A lot of people think that genetics plays a huge role. So let's kind of break down the role genetics plays versus the environment and some personal choices you make. Because just because, you know, dad or Uncle Bob had a heart attack doesn't necessarily mean you'll have one, doesn't necessarily mean you won't have one.
Right. And there are different types of genetic issues. One, it can be a genetic hypercholesterolemia, meaning a very, very high cholesterol level, exceptionally high. And this often occurs in people who are slim. They don't have to be overweight. It can simply be a genetic situation. And there's an increased risk of heart attack, stroke in that situation. However, you don't have to give up on it. With our modern medications, you can get your cholesterol down and lessen your risk for heart attack.
Well, it's not just medications. There's a lot of herbs and a lot of other things you can do and diet changes you can make that are going to lower cholesterol. So it isn't always, let's throw them on a statin.
No, there's statins, there are PCSK9 inhibitors, there's all sorts of modern medications. And you're right, Judy, lifestyle modification is very important. In some genetic instances, though, you have to resort to medication. It's the only way to really get it down.
Sugar is the cause of coronary artery disease.
It's true.
That's true. Carbohydrates.
So if one has coronary artery disease, one should avoid sugar at all costs.
And carbs.
As should everybody.
Because people don't, you know, they think, oh, sugar, but they don't realize that eating cereal and all these other carbohydrates and things are basically they're doing the same thing.
True, but they're bad, but the one that gets you is straight sugar. And the big offender in there is the fructose. And so, you know, table sugar is a disaccharide. It has one molecule of fructose and one molecule of glucose. Body kind of knows what to do with the glucose. It's the fructose that sends it into a tailspin. So table sugar is so bad. And then you've got products that have pure high fructose corn syrup, which is like, you know, line up a line of cocaine and snort it and then ask why you have problems later.
Well, you remember when we all went to Harvard and we went to that great medical conference.
Just to clarify for the listeners, we didn't attend Harvard. We went to a conference at Harvard.
Yeah. Well, you remember when we all graduated from Harvard? No.
I appreciate the resume building, but, you know.
No, I was just referring to the conference. It was such a well-done conference. We were there for several days, and we really got to study under some of the greats. But there was a really interesting mouse study where they had these mice, and they could find their way through the maze, right? And then they took half of the mice and they put them on a high fructose corn syrup diet and they got lost. They could not find their way out of the maze. It was just miraculous. We watched this, you know, a video of this, and it really just opens your eyes as to what's happening.
You see this in our patients and it confuses them, and then they eventually end up in a drive-thru and they can't find their way to the
they can't find their way out
to the green section in the grocery store any longer.
Which, you know, talking about grocery stores, we've said this before on many shows, and this is so important. You need to make sure when you go to the grocery store that you shop the perimeter, because that's where you're going to find your fruits, your veggies, your not so many processed and packaged foods. And you got to be careful, because sometimes they put alcohol on one side of the perimeter of that. But you definitely want to stay within within those areas when you're shopping, because once you get down the cereal aisle and the chips and all those things, it's like you don't come back. You know, half your cart will be filled up if you go down those aisles.
Well, you got to watch it. Even, you know, you go get yogurt and you think, hey, I'm too good, I'll get some Greek yogurt, but you get the flavored Greek yogurt, and the second ingredient in it is high fructose corn syrup. So you got to get unflavored, and then you can put in it what you want to put in it.
Yeah.
The high fructose corn syrup is so bad in so many ways. Of course, it can lead to diabetes, which can lead to heart disease. But specifically, high fructose corn syrup is a risk for high uric acid, which can not only cause gout, but there's been studies that show with high fructose corn syrup, the uric acid actually precipitates out into the lining of the coronary arteries, starting the downward spiral of blockage and heart problems.
All right, as a woman, I got to ask this question. Why do you think women are so ignored with heart disease? I mean, it is the leading cause in women as well as men, but a woman gets chest pain and people don't, they get stressed, or they, you know, put it off to something else. A man gets chest pain and everybody calls 911.
Well, I think because in men, when men have an anginal attack or a heart attack, it's often, you know, can be, I say, dramatic. And women, oftentimes it's not quite as dramatic. You know, we talk about the statistics, 50% of the time women don't have the classic subsequent chest pain. They can have atypical symptoms. And so as clinicians, we have to be on the look for it. They also tend not to develop it. And, you know, their risk of cardiovascular events accelerates up greatly right after menopause, and within 5 years after menopause, then they're on an equal plane with their male counterparts. And so you don't hear about the 39-year-old woman who had the heart attack and left behind the two kids and the widow, and, you know, that kind of...
So you think that plays a big role?
Well, it tugs on your heartstrings.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not quite as... they don't have those dramatic stories. You know, theirs is, she was 60 years old, she's older. But it's a trick question when you ask the question of, you know, what's the number one cause of death in hypertensives, diabetics? Doesn't matter. The number one cause of death, period, for all of us is cardiovascular events. You know, so it trumps everything.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. You know, I'm actually kind of shocked by this, pleasantly surprised. You know, we're talking about heart disease, and this fits right in with it. And by the way, male and female deaths in the U.S., about 600,000 of them just here in the U.S. a year from heart disease. But when someone suffers a heart attack, the good tissue is replaced with scar tissue, and that stiff scar tissue affects the heart's ability to function properly. But a new study may give a path to growing new heart tissue. So researchers at the University of North Carolina and a group at Princeton University found that they can reprogram fibroblasts and make healthy heart cells from that. So isn't that fantastic?
It sounds absolutely fantastic.
I mean, can you imagine a world where you have a heart attack, but you can take your own cells, your own fibroblasts, and have them reprogrammed and immediately start repairing the heart muscle? I mean, it sounds science fiction, but we're so close to that.
We are. It's going to revolutionize the world.
I think the bigger play on that would be how you can use that in cardiomyopathies. And try to keep patients off transplant list.
You know, that's a really good point. I wonder if they're going to take it that angle. Right now, what I read anyways, the research pretty much shows that it is more geared towards, you know, people that have had heart disease and they have scar tissue from it. All right. Well, we got to go to a break, but I want to remind everybody, go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can learn so much about us there, and follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, and on Twitter, as always, at Stay Young Media. You know, we're always putting out medical minutes, so every day you get a little medical health tip, actually more than just once a day. We're tweeting those out. So follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. When we come back, we're going to tell you what you need to do to assess your risk for heart disease.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we are talking about heart disease and heart disease prevention. And, you know, I just have to remind everybody that you can download the podcast. If you're listening across the 57 stations that we're on, we love our affiliates. But if you kind of miss part of the show and you want to, or you want to share the show with somebody, you can find us in the podcast directory under Staying Young Show 2.0.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right. On this Immortal Minute, we'll answer the forever intriguing question, Dr. Gammon.
Yes.
Should we have fish oil or krill oil?
Oh, I'm going to know.
Well, they're both good.
Dr. Gammon, once again, is exactly correct.
Oh, of course he is. Are we shocked?
No. So as some of these studies they've done now, they've shown that fish oil and krill oil, while both being omega-3s, are absorbed differently and have an effect on different areas of tissues and being incorporated into red blood cells and phospholipids. And so krill can have better neuroprotective effects than some of the fish oil omega-3s. But they're actually complementary. So then the patients are going to come back and say, okay, should I take both omega-3s, you know, fish oil and krill oil? And if they're asking that question, then they're probably doing pretty good because they're at least paying attention and taking something.
Right.
And if it's not an inconvenience, you could answer them and say, yeah, there's benefits to taking both. You could alternate days. Or you could take a, you know, some of both, you know, 500 milligrams of each or so every day, 1,000 milligrams. Not going to hurt you. You know, just one of the complaints we get back from some of my patients is, doc, you got me taking, you know, 14 pills, capsules every day with supplements. And so at some point you kind of have to start.
Do you really have people on 14?
Well, I mean, some of the.
Oh, maybe some of the multivitamins because they're multiple dose.
Yeah, multivitamins are, you know, 6 capsules a day. But it wouldn't hurt. I tell everybody that really the best omega-3s is you get macadamia nuts because they have omega-10s in them.
Well, you know, I get a lot of my omegas from flaxseed milk. I make a smoothie with flaxseed milk and avocado and other things in the morning.
Good point. You got avocado. So, you know, it's just be aware of your omega-3s and, you know, work it into your diet. And you can always – I mean, supplements are just meant to be that, supplements.
Right.
They're not meant to replace.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, if you're eating healthy, you're taking your multivitamins just to top the tank off. Or you should be getting omega-3s in diet and, you know, having, you know, this being a show on heart – there's lots of good evidence about omega-3s having protective effects for coronary issues to the same degree, if not greater, than the statins do at higher dosages.
And see, you should drink more of the shake in the morning. Sometimes you go, no, I already ate. I don't want the shake. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's good for your heart, right?
Yes, dear.
Good answer, yes,
dear. I realize you're on the hot seat. You're right between us today.
I am.
All right. So we can't talk about heart disease unless we're going to talk about how to diagnose it. So I thought we'd kind of go through some of the different testing and why people should have them. In Executive Medicine of Texas, where the two of you practice, we have people flying from all over the globe to come and go through a half-day program where they're getting over 100 different lab values and all kinds of other testing. But let's talk about those tests that are very specific to the heart. And let's start with labs.
So in the labs, you're looking for the risk factors for coronary artery disease. The big one is the highly sensitive CRP test.
Explain what this is.
Of course, as I mentioned, it's a blood test, and it's looking for evidence of inflammation inside the arteries of the body. Now, it can be any artery, but specifically the coronary artery is the one that we worry about. Sometimes, through other studies that we'll discuss in a few minutes, we find evidence of early blockages in the coronary arteries. A lot of people at that point relax, but you cannot relax. If those blockages are inflamed, and the highly sensitive CRP tells us that, then we know that those blockages could rupture. It's called a ruptured plaque. And you can go from a very small blockage to 100% blockage very quickly.
So let's paint the picture. Paint the picture.
And let's clarify. He said rupture, not rapture. You may think it's the rapture, but it's just the rupture.
It's kind of both, right, if you go through that. But okay, so C-reactive protein is CRP. So just for the specification there, some people say they had a CRP, but they didn't have the HS-CRP or the CCRP, which is the more heart-related test. But when we talk about rupture, just to paint the picture, think of like a garden hose, right? And you have something that's blocking the garden hose, but then a piece of it breaks off. Well, if your artery is the garden hose, what's going to happen when it breaks off? Your body's going to bleed. So it's that bleeding and that clot that actually causes the full obstruction.
Well, I think a better picture is, down here in Texas, if you get a dry summer and you get the gumbo mud out there and it dries out enough that you get cracks forming in it, that's mm-hmm. what happens. That plaque will crack.
Mm-hmm.
And when the plaque cracks, it opens up and then it precipitates a biochemical
right.
reaction that makes those platelets sticky and they stick to that. And that's what the genesis of the clot that gives you the thromboembolism.
Yeah, there. So I think the listeners probably have a better idea because I know a lot of people have told me they think that you just get cholesterol and then it just builds up and builds up and builds up and eventually clogs the whole thing.
That happens too.
That happens too, but
usually
much
it's,
less.
Yeah, usually it's this scenario.
So therefore, if we, through these other tests we'll discuss, we discover there's blockages, and we know these blockages, we call them plaques, are inflamed, then we develop strategies to get rid of the inflammation, to control the inflammation, and help prevent plaque rupture.
So let's talk about the advanced lipid panel, because some people say, hey, you know what, I have my cholesterol checked. I know my good and my bad. Well, we always do the advanced lipid panel because there's so much more that you need to know.
There is, and the biggest shortcoming of doing just the plain cholesterol panel that you get on most physicals is the LDL number is actually a calculated number. It's not measured. And so you're not getting a realistic, because the LDL is the bad one. So on the advanced lipid panels, the two key components to pay attention to is the actual LDL particle number,
mm-hmm.
and that is a measured value. And then also the pattern size
right.
of the LDL, that if it is the big fluffy stuff, pattern A, it's like...
That's good.
That's the good stuff. It's like throwing a balloon against the wall. It just bounces off. If it's the small, dense LDL, which is like throwing a baseball at the wall, it'll punch a hole in the wall of that artery and be the genesis of plaque formation. So you want to have pattern A, and generally, depending on the lab, particle number is roughly 1250 or so less than that.
And particle B, isn't it like spiky? I thought the actual formation was kind of spiky, and that's what makes it stick together.
I'm not sure about that.
I thought I read that somewhere. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure about that.
LDL B.
I always describe it as small and dense, and it digs into the lining of the artery.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, we got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this new research study that came out of Johns Hopkins, too, about vitamin D. It's really, really important for you. And we got to give a shout out to the military, you guys and gals. We love you. Thank you so much for serving our country. Thank you to your family for your sacrifice as well. We can always check those downloads so we know we're bringing a little piece of home no matter where you are. Follow us on Twitter, all of you, at Stay Young Media. That's at Stay Young Media because we're always tweeting out little health tips for you. Try to keep young. When we come back, we're going to talk about proactive steps that you need to follow to keep your heart young and healthy.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
The
USA Radio News.
Today in Sacramento, California, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Department of Justice will be suing the state of California. This over California's sanctuary city policies. The lawsuit filed in federal district court in Sacramento says the laws not only trample on the federal government's powers to set a national immigration policy, but endanger communities by freeing criminals back onto the streets. The Attorney General spoke today at the Alliance of California Law Enforcement in Sacramento.
ICE agents are federal law enforcement officers carrying out federal law. California cannot forbid them or obstruct them in doing their jobs.
The White House brushed off concerns today over the resignation of President Donald Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohen. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Cohen always planned on leaving after tax reform was complete. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, today we're talking about heart disease, but I got to remind you at the end of this and every single show that we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Grab a pen, write this toll-free number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Because if you get the riddle right and you call us with the right answer and leave your information, we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. You know, there's so much great information out there about heart disease and preventing heart disease. There was a new study out of Johns Hopkins, and I find this to be a great study, and it kind of reminds me that we've always been a little bit ahead of the curve. I mean, you guys have been testing vitamin D levels at Executive Medicine Texas for 10 years, right? So this new study shows that a vitamin D deficiency actually puts you at higher risk for heart attacks, congestive heart failure, peripheral artery disease, and strokes, as well as, you know, the usual high blood pressure and diabetes, which we already knew. But this is something that I think is overlooked. Why aren't more doctors testing for vitamin D levels? I mean, there's so much research, not just about the heart, but about the body in general.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about vitamin D levels. There's somebody saying that we shouldn't be checking for it at all.
Really? I haven't read that.
I have, and I just find it inconceivable. I think vitamin D, which is necessary for strong bones, also pumps up the immune system. And here we have evidence that a low vitamin D might affect coronary artery disease. So for me, checking vitamin D and treating it is so simple. You can correct vitamin D deficiency by eating fatty fish such as salmon, tuna, or codfish. Or you can simply take a tablet of
eggs. Eggs are good in vitamin
eggs.
D.
A tablet a day, and it's very, very cheap. It just seems very silly to ignore it.
Well, I take our Stay Young vitamin D. I take the 5,000, but partially because I know that I lack it in my diet, and I'm inside pretty much most of the hours that the sun's out. Not that we can get vitamin D or up our vitamin D all year long from the sun. That's a misnomer, unless you live in Hawaii. Where
right.
That works.
The equator. You have to live on the equator. So you get the good sun rays when the sun's directly overhead. So depending on what your latitude is, it's going to limit how many days out of the year you get it.
Yep.
But, you know, I tell everybody, you know, you got these guys, the scientists that argue that vitamin D is not important, and you've got the others that say it is, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, let's just rely on evolution, the fact that man's skin lightened up as he moved into environments where it was colder and they wore more clothes and there were fewer days with good sunlight, those who were able to absorb the UV light survived and did better.
Right.
So we've got 40 to 50,000 years of evolution on our side that says, oh, nature thinks vitamin D is important. Yeah.
Well, for example, Eskimos have very little sunlight. They eat a ton of fatty fish. That's their adaptive mechanism to get vitamin D.
There's a tribe of natives up in Siberia, and they're very darker skinned and, you know, I mean, very much look like Native Americans in Alaska, Eskimos, if that's not politically correct. But they get their vitamin D because they herd a caribou-like animal, and it eats the tundra, which is fungus.
Right? Really?
And so their stock, or these caribou, are loaded with vitamin D because their food chain,
of what
they're getting it from the fungus. So mushrooms have vitamin D also. They just only have, you know, 4 units per mushroom cap, so you'd have to eat a bushel full of mushrooms every day.
I like mushrooms.
So in climates and areas where there was other sources, like the Eskimos or like these others, their skin didn't need to lighten up to maximize their vitamin sunlight absorption because they were getting it through their food chain.
So before we move on to the other things people need to be doing to be proactive to keep their heart healthy and young, let's finish up here with the calcium score. You kind of alluded to that earlier, Dr. Anderson, and then also the purpose of why we do a stress test and why sometimes in Executive Medicine of Texas we're doing the VO2 max stress test and what the difference is here.
Well, the calcium score was developed, I believe, back in the 90s by Dr. Agustin, who was a cardiologist. And it's a very simple test. It's a CT scan of the heart. It only takes a few minutes. We do them here in the office with our CT scanner. And then it measures calcified plaque within the coronary arteries. And then it measures the volume of that and converts it to a score. So you get a score back, and then based on your patient's age and gender, it'll give you relative where they stand, 10th percentile, 50th percentile, et cetera. And lower is always better, so a score of zero is the best. So it's actually been shown it's a better screening test for underlying coronary disease than doing a plain treadmill test, which really aren't that predictive. And so when we have somebody who we believe is at higher risk, we bump them up here in the office and we do a VO2 max stress test. And studies have shown that if you have a calcium score of zero and your VO2 max stress test is you do well on it, you pass it, that those two in combination actually have greater predictive value than doing a cardiac catheterization for future risk of heart disease. And I explain it to patients is when you do a cardiac cath, that's a static exam. You're not examining the physiology of the heart.
So you don't know what happens when they walk out and they're, you know, picking something heavy up or they're doing exercise at the gym and
so
all that.
With the calcium score and the VO2 max, we get a combination of a anatomical evaluation and a physiologic, and those two together have better predictive power.
And then chemically, we have the inflammatory markers we discussed earlier. It's important to point out there are other stress tests besides the plain treadmill. You can also do a stress echocardiogram where you're on the treadmill, but you have a radar test of your heart before and after exercise.
A radar? Yes. It's like a sonogram.
Yes, that's radar.
I know, but most people don't think of radar and sonogram. Nobody says, oh, do you know if you had a boy, if you're having a boy or a girl? And they go, I don't know, I haven't had my radar test yet. They say, I haven't had my sono.
Okay, moving on. Also, you can have a nuclear stress test where you have a radioisotope injected into you.
But that's kind of being like moved out. With the VO2 max and the calcium score, they're actually saying a nuclear scan is not so great.
Well, it depends on the patient. You know, every case is different, and every single person might need a different type of test. That's why you need a proper evaluation with your physician, someone that's familiar with all these modalities and that you get the right test done.
And so for some people that can't go on the treadmill, we still need to check out what's going on with their heart.
You can do a chemical stress test at that
point. Yeah, so they get, what do they give them, adenosine?
Adenosine, there's LexiScans, there's different types of chemical stress tests. And so every case is unique and different. You really don't want a cookie cutter approach to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to really what people need to be doing to prevent heart disease. And I saw a really interesting study recently, and it had to do with exercise, because there's been so many things out there that are contradictory. Some say, you know, you need to do this interval training. You need to, you know, go for an hour, but speed up, then slow down, speed up, slow down. Others say, no, you just need to, you know, get your heart rate up a little bit and do that 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day. You know, there's all kinds of contradictory things. Recently I read a study that even if you only get your heart rate up really fast, so say you get on the treadmill, you run, you get it to 80%, you slow down, and then you run and get it to 80%. If you do that like two or three times a day, the whole thing could take maybe 5-10 minutes tops, and then you're good. You've actually increased that fitness of your heart. Have you read that?
I have. The evidence is contradictory. The most important thing is to exercise. And, you know, some people that, for example, that are very overweight, for them exercise is brisk walking. It's too dangerous for them to run on a treadmill. So, you know, that would be exercise for them. For other people who might be younger, they could do very intensive cardio type exercise 4 times a week. And that would be ideal for them. But everybody's a little bit different. The worst thing is that you want to get active, you want to exercise, and you get injured, and then you're out for a while. So it's important to do the exercise that you can do.
Yeah, I need to tell everybody, grab your pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Comes up at the end of this and every single show. And don't forget, you can always download the podcast of this show. So if you're catching us kind of in the middle of the show, or you want to share something you heard with a loved one, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com, or you can just search Staying Young Show 2.0 and all the podcast directories. We'll be right back, and keep listening on the station that you listen on, because we love our affiliates.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show, and remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888 803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, we've got the Dementia Defender Reel of the Day coming up. It's at the end of this and every single show that we do. 844-WELL-100, that's the phone number you're going to need. It's toll-free. And if you're just tuning in, you can catch this in every episode on iTunes or in podcast directories under Staying Young Show 2.0. We're so excited to be on the stations we're on across the country. If you enjoy listening to the Staying Young Show, reach out to your local station. Let them know you like listening because we'd love to stay on the air there. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we have Josh Davis coming to us from Canada. Love, love, love that we have a Canadian on. I think he's our first Canadian trivia guy.
I think you're right.
Or gal. We never had a Canadian trivia gal either.
He's been deemed worthy, so we'll move forward with that.
Thanks so much for coming on the show with us, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you guys?
Good. What do you do there in Canada?
So I work with the Indigenous community in Canada, and I help them sort out their charter and their treaty benefits, things like that. So I make sure that we're helping them succeed in Canada.
So, all right, is this going to be a politically incorrect statement if I say in Canada there's pretty much a social program for everything? Is that a true statement? There's a lot
No, it's absolutely true. Yeah, totally true. I think, and I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's politically incorrect because I think we're proud of it. So
there you go. There you go. Well, here's how the game goes. You probably already know this, but the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you five questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have fun. So if you don't know the answer, Josh, just roll with it. Have fun with us. You're going to be playing for prizes, so we'll send you out some Stay Young vitamins. We'll send you the essential multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. And if you're really good, we'll send you out a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. Are you ready to play?
Whoa. I'm ready.
All right, Josh. First question is, how much mucus does a healthy human body produce in a day?
In a day, I would say 2 liters.
Pretty close.
Pretty
One
close.
Liter, a little over a quarter of a gallon.
Wait, are we going to give him credit?
Okay. Let's give them credit.
Oh, man. They like you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, metric. I'm sorry.
I was in the metric.
Okay, Josh, here's your next question. How many types of cancers are there? This is multiple choice. Is it 10,
okay,
56, or over 100? How many different types of cancers are there? 10?
I'm going to go with over 100.
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, he got it right.
Any part of the body can be affected by mutations and develop cancer. You're absolutely correct.
Have you ever heard of a fingernail cancer?
I have not heard of a fingernail
cancer. Is there
cancer.
One?
I don't think so.
Those are dead cells, so I don't think that happens.
That's a good point.
All right, true or false? Your heartbeat will change with the music you listen to.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
That is true.
Very good. See,
I know that about classical music, that it's supposed to help calm people down and stimulate learning and things, right?
So. That's right. And since this is a show on heart, we have a new heart test where we give you heavy metal earphones and we measure your cardiac response.
Oh, good.
You don't even have to move.
Who needs the treadmill?
I appreciate it.
OK, Okay, Josh. 20% of the oxygen in your body goes to what organ?
Now, this is 20%? Valentine's. I'll give you a hint. It's Valentine's.
Oh, so I'm going to say the heart.
Wrong. The heart is incorrect.
Question.
You were led astray by a non-virtuous person. It is the brain. The brain uses 20% of oxygen.
I was actually going to see if you were going to say somewhere else, but
you know, this is a great spacious building. This is.
But I'm really excited. I've got the right music going. My honey's there. 20% of my oxygen is not going to my brain.
You got that right. Well,
spoken like Dr. Anderson.
I didn't know this was a PG or what kind of rating the show has.
He's supposed to stay PG, but I have a hard time roping him in.
All right, final question.
I don't know if I could say that in front of Judy. Oh,
man. Last question is true or false. A significant part of your bones is water.
I'll say true.
That's correct. 31% of your bones are made out of H2O.
You know, it's amazing. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
We had that recently.
I think it's worded differently.
Like more than 70% of our bodies, so it just makes sense to me that.
That's right.
You know, that much would be made in our bones. It makes sense.
Well, Josh, obviously up there in Canada, it's very cold. You're indoors, and you have nothing better to do than to read trivia all day long. You got 100% correct. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to send you out.
Thank you.
We're going to send you out both. We'll send you out the essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young Vitamin line. For those of you who are listening who did not play with us, but you want to pick up some Stay Young vitamins, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and order them there. And Josh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having a Canadian on. It's probably going to be a long time before we have another one, but we were super excited to have you on.
I'll tell my friends.
Okay, wait. Before we let you go, can you give us a couple, like, Canadianisms? Can you say, like, you know, something that Canadians say?
How's it going, eh? Josh up here in the tundra with the moose and the snowmobile. We're having a real good time.
Such a hose head.
All right. Take care, Josh. Thanks for playing. Keep listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's obviously a reflection of their national health system that they have people who are much more educated, maybe.
They are very educated in Canada. Well, you know, let's ask the veteran Canadian here. Dr. Gammon, board certified in Canada before he came to the United States.
I really didn't. I actually thought Americans were more educated than Canadians.
We just get the smart ones on the radio, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, let me ask you just yes or no question real quick. If you had it to do over again, would you have gone to medical school in the United States or Canada? Oh, that's not a yes or no, but answer it anyways.
My medical education in Canada was phenomenal. There were very few medical schools. It was very hard to get into. Our classes were very high powered and our teachers were very good. So I think the Canadian medical schools are equal to the top ones in the United States.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about the people you graduated with. Some of them are in some of the most amazing positions and real leaders in medicine.
Yeah, one of my classmates, Dr. Bob Henry, is an endocrinology professor at San Diego State. Hugh Obradovich is chairman of the pediatric hospital in Stanford. Really great guys.
Absolutely.
Speaking of great guys, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart EU and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewu.com. He does a radio ablation procedure, which is very simple to do and can cure sleep apnea. Here's this week's riddle. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. It's been around for millions of years, but is never more than a month old. What is it? Let me repeat that. It's been around for millions of years, but is never more than a month old. What is it? Send in your answers. Judy, tell them what to do.
Well, I'm trying to think of the answer. Okay.
I will tell you, the answer is not menstrual period.
Oh, jeez. Really? This is my life. Okay. Here's what you do. You call 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. And you you actually give us your answer there, and you can actually go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com, go to the contact us. Yeah, there as well. There's a drop down. But when you call us and you give us the right answer, give us the correct answer, your information, which means we need to know your name, your address, so we can ship you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus gray floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that there's no way Trump's idea to deport all illegal immigrants would work because of a lack of law enforcement. Christie also says there's no need for more policy and bigger government because the one in place now is already too large.
Make sure that we're securing the border in the first place. What we need to do is to make sure we secure that people come over here with visas, don't overstay the visas. We have laws in place now to handle the overwhelming majority of the stuff, but what people are really angry about is the government doesn't do their job.
Amazon is delivering alcohol through its Prime Now service. Amazon announced yesterday that delivery of beer, wine, and spirits is available to people signed up for the $99 a year Prime Now membership. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow. A Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After staging a rally following yesterday's steep decline, Wall Street tanked in the final hour of trading.
Early in the day, it looked like the stock market was set to recover from Black Monday.